Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we bless you. We honor you. Hallelujah. We give glory and honor and praise to you, our Father, our God, our King. Hallelujah. Thank you for your living word, the Lord Jesus himself. Hallelujah. We bless you in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you and we praise you and honor you. We exalt you, for there is no God like you. Hallelujah. And we call this place filled with peoples on fire for Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, on fire for Jesus. Calling them in, bringing them in, raising them up, and sending them out. Hallelujah. That they may go to the nations of the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Say this with me, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Well, aren't you glad about it? Are you really glad about it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I'm glad that you are my Father. I'm glad that you are our God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight we're going to continue. We talked about it, and I'm just going to go right back at it again. The integrity of God's word. The integrity of God's word. People and say things contrary to, we have people say this about God, God will do this, God won't do that. And we have people saying, God don't heal today. Well, can we trust God's word? Is God two-faced? Is he one something like this today and something else tomorrow? Is he respect a person? He'll do it for Tyrone, but he won't do it for both. Is he that way? Well, when circumstances in life, we have an enemy, don't you? We have an adversary, we have an enemy. He's always trying to get at us through our mind. That's the first place it starts, our mind, our feeling. To get us to doubt God. And to look around at reason and look around at somebody that failed, didn't use the word, and they failed. Then he wants to try to use that to make you back away. So we're gonna look at this tonight. I don't know how far we get, but it's just every believer, what is coming on this earth and what we are experiencing, you need to know that God won't fail you. You need to know, I don't care what come or go, God is still God. You don't have to panic. You don't have to cave in. None of those things. Just get full of the word. Colossians, we're not going to turn there. Colossians 3:17. It says, I think 16. Say, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, psalm, hymn, and spiritual song, singing unto the Lord with grace in your heart. And whatever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And God want you full of his word. Then Ephesians 3:19, and it says that, just, I want you to turn there. I'm building up to where we're coming. That Christ may dwell in our hearts, or we may be filled with the fullness of God. And my thing is, God wants you full of him. Full of him. If you're full of God, you're full of his wisdom. You're full of his knowledge. You're full of who he is and what he can do. Amen. So, let's go back to Numbers 23:19. Let's look at that again. So y'all can go ahead and put that up. If you got it in the NIV, put it up. Don't just put it up. What you got it? We got it. New King James, NIV. Okay. Look what the NIV says about this verse. God is not a man, so he does not what? Lie. We're talking about the integrity of God's word. God is not a man that he does, so he does not lie. He's not a human, so he does not change his mind. Let me ask y'all something. Have you ever had anybody that promised you something, and you went back later and changed their mind? You had somebody promise you, "So I'm gonna hold it for you." Went back and they had sold it. Say, I had that happen. They say, "I want you guys." They told me, "I want you to brick the house, brick my house for me." I went back and they had gotten somebody else. But see, God is not like that. If he tell you something, that's it. I'm just talking about how God is not a man. He's not a futile, frail man, or neither he's a demon or evil. God, everything about God is integrity, truth, exact, perfect. There's not even a iota, I don't know what an iota is, but a change in God. Whatever he was, he is. Wherever he is, he will always be. Okay? So,